In addition to antidepressants, there are two other types of drugs that doctors may prescribe to treat depression: stimulants and mood stabilizers. Stimulants work by increasing the availability of the neurotransmitters norepinephrine and dopamine. Mood stabilizers, on the other hand, help decrease abnormal chemical activity in the brain. Mood stabilizers are often used to treat more serious mental illnesses, like bipolar disorder. The most common mood stabilizer is lithium. Studies have shown that lithium can significantly reduce suicide in these patients. However, special care must be taken when using this medication, since it can cause dangerous drug interactions. It must also be used with caution in people with heart disease. With so many drugs available to fight depression, it can be hard to know which one might be right for you. The decision is often a trade-off between the drug's effectiveness and any side effects it may cause. When you are first prescribed a new drug, be sure to ask your doctor about the most common side effects and what to do if they occur. Your doctor might be able to adjust the dosage of your medication to help eliminate them. Also, be sure to ask your doctor why a particular drug has been selected for you over the other drugs available. Special consideration should be given before beginning drug therapy in children and teens, since there is limited research on how these drugs impact the developing brain. Likewise, expectant and nursing mothers should carefully weigh the risks and benefits of taking medication for depression. Whatever medication is prescribed to treat depression, it's very important to follow your doctor's instructions. Even if you begin to feel better, you should still continue to take your medication as prescribed. If you decide to discontinue your medication, this should first be discussed with your doctor. In some cases, stopping medications abruptly can cause adverse effects. Drug therapy has shown positive results in the treatment of depression. Still, research indicates that it is most often effective when used in combination with psychotherapy. No matter what type of therapy you and your doctor decide on, remember, treating depression takes time.